Hi, everybody. This is Joe Lample, and welcome to Burpee Home Garden's Tip of the Week podcast. If you've listened to previous episodes, you'll recognize a favorite word of mine when it comes to having a healthy garden: proactive. Last week, we talked about how being proactive can go a long way to having a disease-free garden. Today, I want to follow up on that by talking about how those same proactive measures can also keep garden pests at bay. So the first thing to know and understand is that all pests have a life cycle, and there are either three or four stages of development from start to finish. Their physical change is dramatic over that time. The most vulnerable time of any pest life, and the easiest time to control, is in those earliest stages. As insects mature, they often develop natural defenses, such as hard outer shells or covers that repel certain controls by us, such as insecticidal soap. But if we catch their presence early enough, by being proactive, we can effectively use those controls with great success. More importantly, we can break that life cycle and reduce or even prevent future generations from overtaking our gardens. But you have to act fast. Pests mature quickly, and in a few short days, you can miss your window of opportunity. Another very important key to proactive pest control is to actively seek out future signs of trouble before it gets out of hand. Pest insects have survived for millions of years by flying under the radar, so to speak, while managing to live their full lives undisturbed. And one of their favorite tricks of survival is hiding. So as you inspect your garden, don't assume that just because you can't see any pest that you don't have any pest. It's really important to look under the leaves of your plants. Most egg clusters of pests will be found there, along with all stages of their life. Pests know they're highly targeted by many predators, including beneficial insects, birds, and of course, people. So you're not likely to see many basking in the sun of a warm summer day. So once you spot the foes of your garden, what's the best method of control? Well, for me, and yet another reason for being proactive, is that you can use manual controls. In other words, you can pick them off with your hands. Now, I know this sounds creepy to a lot of you, and I get that, but if you don't see yourself picking off bugs, try this method. Early in the morning, grab a cup of soapy water and go on bug patrol. When it's still early and cool, pests are still very sluggish. When you spot one, hold your cup underneath and tap the leaf. They'll drop right in. This method works really well for Japanese beetles, but it's good for a lot of pests. Just don't make the mistake of confusing that cup of bugs for your coffee. Okay, so let's recap. Understand that all pest insects have a life cycle, and most environmentally friendly methods of control work best at those earliest stages. Next, patrol often and look everywhere, especially under the leaves. And when you find them, try using manual controls for a really safe and effective way of dealing with your pest. So there you have it. Another reason being proactive is important to a healthy garden. And if you like what you've heard, there are 26 of these Burpee Home Gardens podcasts, all created to help your gardening success. From planting to harvest, we're there every step of the way with a new podcast every week. You can subscribe for free in iTunes or listen online at burpeehomegardens.com, where you can also get lots of other great ideas and inspiration anytime. Thanks for listening, everybody. This is Joe Lample, and we'll see you back here next time for another Burpee Home Gardens Tip of the Week podcast.